Support for this KQED podcast comes from Stanford's Master of Liberal Arts, a part-time program offering adults the opportunity to earn a graduate degree in interdisciplinary study. Information session October 1st, mla.stanford.edu.
Stories about when life takes an unexpected turn.
I thought, oh my God, is this my brother? I didn't ever think he had it in him.
That's On the Leap, a new podcast from KQED, launching October 6th.
Murder is my beat, I used to jokingly tell my friends. They found it fascinating that my job involved interviewing hundreds of California's inmates who were condemned or serving a life sentence for murder. The first time I heard the clang of San Quentin's Sally Port door closing behind me, I knew I was a student at a top-tier school for learning about lethal violence. I had only been exposed to homicidal violence on the nightly news until a close friend was murdered by a man she had been dating. I futilely tried to comfort her two young sons while their father struggled to tell them that their mother was gone forever. As a mother and a psychologist, I was compelled to learn as much as possible about violence that could forever alter the course of a child's life. 350 psychological evaluations in California's high-security prisons later, I had learned that aggression ebbs and flows in even the most violent individuals, and the heinousness of a crime does not predict nor determine a man's ability to rehabilitate himself. There are inmates who, after many years of work and guidance, have become wise and moral men, living alongside inmates who exist every day in mental cages of hatred and vitriol. The death penalty is not likely to deter violent crime, as murderers don't consider the consequences to themselves or families when they pull the trigger or wield a blade. There's no thought of maybe I shouldn't, or this is evil. Dying in prison of disease or old age is no bargain. It is a harsh judgment and a harsh life. But just as no innocent child deserves to lose a parent to violent crime, no innocent child deserves to be condemned to live as the offspring of a monster. And just as the children of my murdered friend needed comfort, no child of these murderers should suffer knowing that a parent was deemed too evil to live among us on Earth. With a perspective, I'm Michael Lynn Inaba.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.